Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. Today we're diving into how to recharge, re-energize your home and your physical things for greater abundance and manifestation and joy. We live in a society that has a lot of stuff, as I'm sure you've noticed. We can buy anything we want pretty much at the click of a button. Go on Amazon, click, 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 go to the store. There's so many products, there's so many things. And so as a result of that, our life is often surrounded by stuff. And many people have to get storage units because they can't fit all the stuff in their house or their garage. And they might have to get a second storage unit, a third storage unit. So we're surrounded by stuff. Now, in this session, we're going to learn how to re-energize the things that you have. This is something that if we do this fairly often, you know, maybe two or three times a year is enough, it can bring energy back into your life, help you feel better, and create more wealth, abundance, and joy. So before we get into the session, let's begin by holding the vision of what you want, because when we come into the vision, the awareness of that which we desire to create in our life, then we shift our energy field, we realign our life with this higher version of ourselves, our future self, and it feels good. So let's just take a few moments to just breathe very calmly and gently wherever you are. Just let yourself have some slow, gentle breaths. And as you breathe out, just let the out breath be nice and slow. Slow it down. Long, long out breath. And just allowing yourself this beautiful time, give this gift to yourself to breathe and relax. And as you breathe, just keep in your mind and your heart something that you'd love to manifest. Think about something you'd love to change, whether it's your health, your happiness, wealth, relationships, your environment. Just think of a future version of yourself where you are at a higher level than you are. This future self already exists on a different plane of existence. So you're just tapping into your future self. And imagine you walk into that new life where you are your future self. Noticing how you feel. Noticing what has changed in your life. Just opening your awareness to having your wish fulfilled right now. And just noticing what is most important to your future self. Perhaps there are things that you think you want now, but in the future you realize you want something even better. And you have different things. just noticing how your future self is different. Maybe you act different, you have different things, you look different in some way. Your lifestyle is a little bit different in some ways. Just tune into what is different in your future self. As your future self, how have you changed? And as you tune into your future self, you are energetically realigning your life with that future reality. Bringing your attention back here into the now. Welcome back. So powerful to do this practice. Very easy. It gets easier and easier the more you do it. What I personally find is that the things that I think I want now, my future self doesn't care about because there are better things, right? It's very useful to do this so we can align ourselves with our highest good. It's a wonderful expression you might like to write down. I am surrendered to the highest good for all. I am surrendered for the highest good for all. I'm surrendered to the highest good for all. Anytime I have any anxiety or stress about anything, a situation, is it going to work out, blah, 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 I just think I am surrendered to the highest good for all. So even if things don't go the way I think, it must be the highest good. So I'm fine with it. So let's get back into your stuff, right? We all have loads of stuff. Share a little story. So recently I did an 8-day water fast. I'll do a different session about that another time. 8 days without food, just drinking water and tea. And I didn't even plan on doing it. I kind of did it spontaneously. I thought, oh, I just probably should have a little fast. And then I just kept extending it. And fasting is a fascinating thing because it puts you in an altered state of awareness. When you don't eat, the first few days are actually quite energizing, which is quite surprising. And then the body gets into the self-repair mode and you end in a different state. I don't know if you've done fasting, but it's the first long water fast I've ever done. I do juice fasts, but water fast is unusual. And because I was in an altered state of awareness, I wasn't eating, and I was in my house, I also did some meditation, a lot of meditation. I did 3 days of meditation. And as I was sitting there on one of my chairs, I was looking out through the window to the mountains. And I thought, I don't like what I'm seeing here. Like my living area, like this, something's definitely not right about this. Like everything seemed a bit messy and too many things, and it was just stressing me out. And I'm sure I probably had some awareness of this anyway, but when you just sit somewhere, especially if you're fasting or in a different state of awareness, meditating, you can see things that are all around you differently. So the reason I'm bringing up about fasting is because I'm always in the house. I mean, I go out and come back, and you know how it is when you're in your house, you get used to it. You kind of don't see it anymore. It becomes normalized. But when you sit there long enough and just observe, then you can see again. This is what the Buddhists call the beginner's mind. You know, this is like zero point awareness, where you imagine you've just arrived and you don't know anything and you just look at it. So I came into that awareness of everything being fresh, and I thought, no, this is really off. So in between meditating, because I can't sit for 8 hours straight, you know, it's not healthy and it's not fun. So I did like an hour meditation, and then I'd get up and I thought, you know, I'm going to just tidy stuff up. So I've grabbed all these camera lenses all over the place and books and this and that, and move them around, chuck stuff out. I had books all over. I have so many books. I have thousands of books. So I sometimes take them from the bookshelf somewhere else and read them, and then they end up with a big stack of books near a couch or a bed somewhere. So I just very gently, because I was fasting, I didn't have much energy, putting things back, moving them around. And then I went in the kitchen and I started opening up the cupboards, and I was like, this smoothie powder expired a year ago. Why is it still in the cupboard? These supplements are all like expired. So I tossed out loads of random stuff and just cleaned stuff up, you know. And what I found is that everything started to become re-energized just by paying attention to it. Now, I have a whole training on space clearing in much more detail than we're going to get into today. You know, how to go through your whole house and different areas of it. This is quite a project, right? This is something you could do in a day, what I'm talking about now, or even a few hours. Every single object in your space has an energy frequency, because everything is made of energy. And you have a relationship with all the things in your house because you bought them, or they're connected to other people in your house. So there's some sort of energetic connection to these objects, which we normally don't think about. And when you pick them up, let's say you have a bunch of books, right? And they're just sitting on a shelf getting dusty. Let's say you pull them all off the shelf, right? Dust the shelf. And just pick them up and look at the books, right? They gain energy because you're bringing your consciousness to the book. You're like, oh, wow, this is great. Like, well, how come I haven't read this book? It's been sitting here for 2 years, right? Or if you go through your supplements and you're like, this is all dead stuff. Like, I'm not going to use this. All went expired 3 years. Why is this? So you chuck it out. Energy is restored to your space. You actually gain power by bringing attention, because our physical world is an outer manifestation of our inner state. Right? Why do we buy certain clothes? Why do we have certain things? Why do we not have other things? It's all, we're the ones creating all this, aren't we? So when you bring attention, you are on one hand noticing the value of things that you already have. So you feel wealthier. I have this stack of newsletters here. They're $100 each, a huge stack, right? And a lot of them are unopened. They're still in their packets, right? They're $100 each. I'm like, can you not just read them? I mean, so I put them over there so I can see them. So we have loads of things, like, I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars of supplements. There's so much money we spend on stuff and it just sits around. So what you can do if you're wanting to do something like this, just pick an area of your house. Let's say your lounge or wherever you're spending a lot of time. Just sit there and imagine you've just arrived, having gone somewhere else for a long time, and you come back, and your job is to make it nice for you. Make it very comfortable, energized, inspiring. And look at the things and think, what brings you joy and what stresses you out? Right? Because clutter typically causes us our nervous system stress. It actually is bad for our health, having clutter. Obviously, being too minimal, I don't think is good either. If you live in a bare house with nothing sitting on the floor, that's also not very good, right? So somewhere in the middle, I recently bought a bunch of pillows because I wanted it to be more comfortable, right? Cozy. So just sit there and tune into it. What do you like? What do you not like? If you don't like it, can you just get rid of it outright? Or can you move things around? You'd be amazed how much difference it is when you just move things around. So I'll give an example. So I was sitting in my lounge and the area, there's the beautiful view of the mountain, Thunder Mountain. And then there's like a table and there's some recording equipment because I record in there. And I was, this just looks messy and all these camera lenses, thousands of dollars of camera lenses. So no, move the lenses to the mantelpiece so they're all out of the way, right? And line them all up. Move the table from here to here and put a bookshelf where the table was, because in feng shui, right, because I have the feng shui, the bagua, right, you can see the different directions and there's a whole system to it, and there's lots of conflicting ideas about where things should go, etc., etc. But anyway, according to the system I was studying, and I like it, there should be this is the study section, right? And there was nothing to do with study. It was just a picture and a table and a plant. So I grabbed a bookshelf from a different room, put it there, got rid of the picture, got rid of the table, and put loads of books on it. And now when I sit down, it just feels really good. So I can sit down, I walk in the lounge, and I'm like, ah, this is great. This feels so good. Like, I feel mentally clearer just by walking in the lounge. And because of that clarity, the kitchen has been upgraded. So I went through the whole kitchen. So when you make one change, right, when you make a big shift, you bring attention, you move things around, you get a feel for it, because you need to be intuitive about this. You can use feng shui and different things like that to help you. You can get help from experts if you need, but it's good to just trust your intuition and just, how do you feel? How do you feel? Normally, we have too many things, so it's good to just give some stuff to charity. I don't know how many thousands of dollars worth of stuff I've given to charity, but I don't mind. I feel good about it, right? Like, I'm not going to use this. It's just sitting around. Someone else can have it. They'll use it. They'll be grateful. They'll go in the store and go, oh, wow, this is cool. This is great. Thank you. So it's a good thing to just give it away. If it's really top quality stuff that is cost a lot of money, then you can sell it, but that's a pain in the ass. So sometimes giving it is easier. So just take one area, sit there, tune into it, see how you feel. Move things around, sit down again, meditate. I personally think it's better to meditate, move things around, meditate like that, because then you get some space to contemplate. If you're running around, you don't get that artist's perspective. You know, when artists are working, they do a little bit of work, then they step back from the canvas and they look at it, and then they go back, because if you're too close, you can't get the perspective. So I just moved a few things around, chucked out a bunch of supplements, and I feel like my whole life has improved. Everything's got better, actually. And I feel wealthier because I realize how much wealth I have that was stored wealth. Massive wealth that's just stored energy because it hasn't been getting any attention. So if you pick it up and look at it, it gives it power, and then that gives you energy. Even a book, let's say, right? Even if you've read half the book or even a little bit of the book, someone has spent a long time writing that book. If it's a good book, right? If you pick it up and just skim it quickly, all the benefit, all the hours, because writing books is hard work, all the hours and hours and possibly years and years and editors and everything that went into that book, you can absorb that energy just by holding it in your hand and skimming it and giving thanks, right? You can read the book and get even more benefit. But just the fact that there's this piece of wealth that you have in your hand, you acknowledge it, and then you put it back. And then it goes from this dead thing on the floor, you know, this random stuff on the shelf, to some valuable thing, right? So you feel there's more wealth in your life. And obviously, if you want to get the most benefit from a book, read the book. But even just acknowledging the value of it increases your perceived value for the things you have and the sense of abundance. Another thing you can do is make it easy for you to do the things that are good for you. So, for example, this is a very practical, somewhat mundane example, but the kitchen counters, right? They get messy, they get dirty, you know, when you cut things up because stuff gets on the kitchen counter. And I've noticed sometimes little bits of salt and this and that gets on the counter, and I sometimes ignore it because I'm busy running around. So what I decided to do, this sounds so obvious, but you can use this principle for anything, is I got the spray out of the under the sink to spray the counters, and I put it on the counter, right, in a somewhat inconspicuous place, so that now I can just grab it and spray the counter and wipe it down more easily. Now, this has made a huge difference because the counters are now absolutely spotless because I've got no excuse why I can't do it. You'd be surprised, right? This is a psychological principle. Even bending down to open a cupboard to get something out is enough to stop us doing something, right? When, because I've been working with I'm coaching people and have coaching certification, and all I do is help people, right? It's shocking to me, well, it's not shocking anymore, it used to be shocking, that people won't do things for the most ridiculous reasons, exactly like this. I won't get the stuff out of the cupboard and spray the counters down because it requires me opening it up, pulling something out, spraying it, and putting it back. Things like that, that literally only take a few seconds, they're slightly inconvenient, but when you change the environment so that it's very, 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 very easy, all of a sudden, the habit that was previously impossible is now just this natural thing that you do. So think about how you can apply this in your life. I've seen this with so many clients. Like, I tell them, just move things around a little bit, change this thing here. And then all of a sudden they start meditating, they start doing yoga, they start eating better. So how can you move things around in your house so that it's easier for you to do the things that are good for you, or it's easier for you to keep it tidy? Right? It might just mean moving something from one place to another place. I'm continuously amazed by how these little things can change everything. So I have whole trainings on how to do massive space clearing and how to implement all this stuff in much more detail. But this is just a good place to start. Start with one room, one place. Think about your future self. Who are you becoming, and how would that higher version of you live? Right? And if there's anything that doesn't represent who you're becoming, then just get rid of it. If it's sitting around, it doesn't have any value, you're not going to use it, just toss it out or give it to charity. You're not doing anyone any favors by having things hidden away. Another thing that is often a huge waste is packaging, right? I'll give a practical example. I have a cupboard where I have a printer in the cupboard, and there was a bunch of printer cartridges that I bought still in their packets, and they're taking up a lot of space and it was messy. So all I did is took them out of their packages and put them separately in the cupboard, and it took up like 10 times less space because there's no need for all this special packaging. So just getting things out of packages, chucking things out, it just feels more abundant doing these things. And even though it takes time to do this, it gives back so much more than it takes. So hopefully you enjoyed this. Thank you for being here. I hope you upgrade your space in some way or other, even just doing a little bit, just one area, even one cupboard in the kitchen can be a big upgrade. And then what I've noticed is once you do one thing, you start feeling good about it and you think, well, let's just do more. So congratulations. Wishing you every success, re-energizing your space so you can feel more abundance, more wealth, you can allow in new energy. Thank you for being here. Wishing you a beautiful day. Many, many blessings. Mm-hmm.